Sing them over again to me.
As Job was struggling with his troubled health, we find him reaching out to God with the expression, where to find him. Brother David Johnson will use these words to teach us on this Words of Life program. We are supported by the prayers and contributions of Churches of Christ and other dedicated people who want to share the good news of Jesus. We thank God for this support, and we share this important program with you today. We now worship our Lord with singing.
Thank you.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we talk to you in the name of Jesus, we share our thankfulness for this life and for the promised life to come in Jesus. Please use this program to accomplish your will. Be with each one who shares the gospel. Give them your protection and the effectiveness as they work for you. There are many struggles throughout the world. Help and bless all who are seeking your blessings. And when you have finished with us here upon this earth, please take us home to be with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Using the passage of Job 23:1-7, Brother David Johnson will now speak into the sermon topic, Where to Find Him.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, Where to Find Him. And our primary text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Job, chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. Please listen to the Word of God. Then Job replied, "Even today my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. If only I knew where to find him. If only I could go to his dwelling. I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would find out what he would answer me and consider what he would say. Would he oppose me with great power? No. He would not press charges against me. There an upright man could present his case before him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge." This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the reading of His Word. I remember many years ago, I asked one of my favorite secular college professors, quote, "Do you think God exists?" The professor paused. I sensed he was choosing his words carefully before he answered me. Then he simply stated, "I don't think so." That, at the time in my early 20s, reinforced my agnosticism. Being an agnostic means a thinker who does not claim any knowledge of God, which is very different from an atheist who outrightly claims, boasts that there is no God. I read about another agnostic college professor who decided to have some fun with a student who was reading his Bible. Trying to trip up the faith of the student, he said to him, "Tell me, where is God?" The student wisely responded, "First, you tell me where God is not." The omnipresence of God is one of the most basic truths of biblical theology. The Bible clearly teaches that there is no place where God is not present. For example, Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 24 states, "Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord?" This is a foundational truth which the believer Job seems to have forgotten. He claimed not to be able to find God in order to present his case before him. But the biblical truth is that God, a spirit being, is ever present everywhere. Job could have presented his case at any time or place to God, who was and is readily available and accessible. What Job desired was already a reality to him. The problem was not with God, but instead with Job. Because God was silent, because it seemed to Job that God was punishing him unjustly and without fair purpose, he thought God could not be found. Was God not accessible in his time of need, in all of his suffering? Probably all of us today have similar thoughts and anxieties. when we could not find God, when He was silent, when He did not seem to care or hear our cries. In the 23rd chapter of the book of Job, we have recorded his desperate desire to find God and to plead his case. The long negative speeches of his friends had worn Job down. Job was a devastated believer as he cried out from the depths of a broken heart and broken spirit. In Job's circumstances, he felt deeply that he was suffering unjustly, not that he was perfect morally, but that he was an upright believer and should not have been as terribly afflicted as he was. So Job desired to take his case to the Lord God. This is the ages-old issue of why do God's people have to suffer so very terribly at times? Shouldn't God spare us as believers such pain and heartache? A mature Christian of deep faith in God wrote these words, quote, God has created me to do Him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which He has not committed to another. I have a purpose. I may never know it fully in this life, but I shall know it in the next. Therefore, I will trust in God. Whatever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve Him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve Him. God does nothing in vain. He knows what He is about. He may take away friends. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirits sink, hide my future from me. Still, He knows what He is about. End quote. Truly, most of us do not have this maturity of faith. And yet in our struggles, our heartaches, we must always remember that God is there and that He cares. Whether He is testing our faith, as He did Job, or not, we must strive to put our faith in God above our sometimes negative feelings about God. And when we think we cannot go onward with the Lord, we must ask God to carry us. Quote, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. End quote. Let's look closer at our study text and make personal application. Job longed for God's mercy. Job chapter 23 and verses 1 and 2. Then Job replied, even today my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy in spite of all my groaning. Job replied toward one of his friends' counsel with more words of deep despair. The injustices he believed he was suffering had begun to fester bitterness toward God, even as an upright believer. Job believed that God's hand was too very heavy upon him for what God had allowed him to suffer. Have we ever thought that God's hand was pressing down unjustly on us? Haven't we been faithful for most of our lives? Why do such troubles of all kinds attack us as Christians, as God's people? We know God can shield us, and He probably has shielded us from many calamities, but these we will possibly only know about in the next life, with Him into eternity. But We want relief now for whatever affliction we have, whether it be mental, physical, or yes, spiritual. We want relief now. Job, as we could no longer suppress his complaint against God or relieve his inward groaning for answers. Job chapter 23 and verses 3 and 4. If only I knew where to find him. If only I could go to his dwelling. I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Job longed to interact with God and somehow get answers for his suffering. Job wanted to present the upright evidence of his life and prove his worthiness to have at least less suffering, less troubles. Yes, of course, we all sin against God. But as believers, as faithful worshipers in service to God, don't our sufferings so often seem to overmatch our sin, we think? Given the opportunity to appear before heaven's bar, judicial bar, Job felt he could fill his mouth with arguments in his defense. He, as we, sometimes think God is being elusive, being unfair. And why is God so silent? Where is God? Why so much suffering? Cannot God reverse the pain and anguish we are having? Yes, we know that he can, if he is willing. Why does it appear that he is not willing? What's the purpose of all this confusion and calamity, Lord? With growing confidence in his just case, Job persists. Job chapter 23 and verses 5 and 6. I would find out what he would answer me and consider what he would say. Would he oppose me with great power? No. He would not press charges against me. So Job, with mounting self-assertion and even arrogance, convinced himself that he didn't deserve what was happening to him. Have we felt that way at times? That whatever was afflicting us, we didn't deserve? Job honestly believed he could vindicate himself before God's judgment. Think about it. Does an all-knowing, omniscient God ever make mistakes in what he initiates, in what God allows into our lives, however drastic we think they are? Are we not to accept the bad with the overwhelming good that true believers inherit today in Christ Jesus? Even our salvation unto eternal life? Verse 7. There an upright man could present his case before him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Job again alluded to being an upright man. If he could only secure a divine hearing, he knew he would be delivered forever from his judge, acquitted, found not guilty. The fact of Scripture is that there is only one way to be delivered forever from the judge, and yes, indeed, acquitted, not guilty. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Nevertheless, Jesus also said, in this world, speaking to his disciples, mind you, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. John chapter 16 and verse 33. Job was anguished because he could not find God. Where? How can we find God? In at least three basic ways. Number one, God is found in His written word. The written word of God is the chief place in which He has chosen to reveal Himself to mankind. In His inerrant, infallible word, God clearly speaks to us according to His will, His principles and promises. It does not matter when or where we are. God is always there. His word, His written word, conveys the mind, heart, will, and presence of God. He is omnipresent. Secondly, God is presented perfectly in His Son, Jesus Christ. Everyone today must come to God through His Son, the only mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Through Christ, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. And thirdly, God is also revealed by His Spirit. All spiritual truth about God that believers need in this life is revealed by the Holy Spirit. The indwelling Holy Spirit within the born-again baptized believer gives enlightenment, an illumination that can open the eyes of our hearts and minds to the reality and, yes, to the presence of God. It takes more than merely knowing about God. The ministry of the Holy Spirit can make God known to believers personally, individually, and can lead, guide, and help believers to discern His will in our lives. The Holy Spirit can connect with us, the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, in a living, genuine, personal relationship governed by faith from first to last. So where can I find God? God is everywhere. And actually, God is very close, very intimate. For the believer, for the Christian, He is today within, indwelling, all genuine believers, making Himself known in our minds, the seat of our intellect, in our hearts, the seat of our emotions, and in our wills to suit His will. If we really trust Him.
Thank you.
We can admire Job for his faithfulness to God. Experiencing challenges that Job faced, would we be faithful? We pray that you are a Christian living for Jesus. If you would like to have information about becoming a Christian or remaining faithful, we suggest that you order a free CD of this program that you're listening to today. You will receive also next week's program on the same CD. Ask for broadcast number 2405. That's 2405. And may God bless you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.